From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
The Community Safety and Security Branch, CSSB, of the Jamaica Constabulary Force recently staged a beach cleanup at the Raytown Fishing Beach in eastern Kingston. Find out more on this week's edition of CSJP in 5. The cleanup of the Raytown Fishing Beach was organized by the Constabulary's Community Safety and Security Branch in partnership with a number of agencies. Some of the partners included members of the community, church, National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, Kingston Freeport Terminal Limited, KFTL, as well as the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP. The CSSB are long-standing partners of the CSJP.
We have what we call a community development plan, and as part of the community development plan, we want to kind of improve the social and environmental conditions of the communities that surround the harbor and our neighboring communities. So the idea of helping with a beach cleanup at Raytown just fit perfectly into the whole idea of improving their socioeconomic conditions. You know, it's good as well for the general public because a lot of people buy fish there.
KFTL Social Impact Specialist Dr. Chanel Fingal Robinson. Approximately 22 KFTL team members participated in the cleanup initiative.
It was a very fulfilling experience. Everyone came together to work at cleaning the environment. It was a lot of work to be done, and I still think there's a lot of work to be done, but I think we were able to collect over 10,000 plastic bottles, among other items.
Social Impact Monitor at KFTL, Travisa De Silva. The activity formed part of efforts to boost police-citizen relations and build safer and more secure communities. The unit is working to improve the governance structure, health and environment, as well as safety and security in fishing villages island-wide.
Sometimes some communities just need leadership. They need somebody to be concerned about them. They need somebody to show them the way forward and to help them to create a sustainable way of dealing with their community issues. And if the community is cohesive, you have sustainable programs in place, then certainly it will make for a better community. And economically, they will benefit more.
Deputy Superintendent of Police, DSP, attached to the CSSB, Marcia Reed. The police also work with communities in Portmore and Greenwich Farm in St. Andrew.
Realize that it's a very important community in Jamaica. Oftentimes, not much attention is paid to the fisher folks who work in these spaces. It's a start to a more long-term effort that we want to have persons dispose of their rubbish in a very good manner that will not affect them, affect the community and the Kingston Harbor.
DSP Reed says the initiative will not only benefit the fish vendors and fisherfolk, but also customers as well as the Kingston Harbor.
You may say, what is the police doing with being concerned about cleaning the debris? But it's important for our community cohesion and community development.
CSJP supports this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.